Zog de Gemara daf tzadi beis omid beis, four lines from the bottom. Menohani mili. The Gemara is going to explain, we had a three-year machloikas. The Mishnah said, hoitziu shnayim apturin. If two people take something out together, which seems to imply that zeyochol vzeyochol, so they potter. However, zog de Mishnah, lo yochol echad loitziyoi, if they cannot do it on their own, voitziu, that's any yochol, then shteim chayovim, then they chayiv. Reb Shimon Pater is even by Zayin Yochel, Zayin Yochel. And the Gemara explained that there's three shitas. Remeya holds that even by Zayin Yochel, Zayin Yochel, Remeya says Yechayev. Why Yechayev even by Zayin Yochel, Zayin Yochel? The only time you potter by Shnayim Shosua is only by Zayin Oikev, Zayin Meniach. That's the Ptur of Shnayim Shosua. Masha Enkein, when I'm not doing just an Akira, I'm doing the whole Malacha, even though I have someone with me that's doing the whole Malacha with me, so they're both Chayovim. Rabbi Yudin, Reb Shimon Pater, Rabbi Yuna and Reb Shimon hold that Shnaim Shosua are potter by Zeh Yochol v'Zeh Yochol. However, by Zeh Eini Yochol v'Zeh Eini Yochol, over there, Rabbi Yuda is Mechayev. Remei is also Mechayev, but Rabbi Yuda is Mechayev. And Reb Shimon potter is even by Zeh Eini Yochol v'Zeh Eini Yochol. And the reason why Rabbi Yuda holds by Zeh Eini Yochol v'Zeh Eini Yochol is Chayev is because that's the Derech, Zogt Rashi. I'm taking what I'm supposed to be taking. I'm doing what I could do. And you're doing your part. So this is the most I can do. By Zeh Yochol v'Zeh Yochol, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says, Yipotah, I'm not utilizing my koich and ganzen. Because at the end of the day, I can do it on my own. So what I'm doing with someone else now, I'm not using my koich and ganzen. Masha'enke by Zeh Yochol v'Zeh Yochol, Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev. On that, Reb Shimon says, then Yipotah, that even by Zeh Yochol v'Zeh Yochol, Reb Shimon still potters. On that, the Gemara says, Menohani mili, the Tonu Rabbonon, Ba'asoyso says in the Pasuk Ba'asoyso. Ho'oyses kulov eloy, ho'oyses miktsoso. So Meret is the Ptur, there's a Pasuk talking about Echatos, Yipotah from Echatos, by Shnayim Shosua. Zog de Braise Ketzad. Shnayim Shosua Yoichsin b'malgaz. Two people holding a malgaz, a pitchfork. V'loigzin, or bekarker v'shoiftin. Bekulmes v'koisvin. Bekone v'hoitziu l'shus rabim. Yochiyu chayovin. You might think that Shnayim Shosua chayev. This talking about Zeh Yochol v'Zeh Yochol. Talmud loy mebas soiso. Hoy says kula v'loy oisem miktsoso. Zok de gemara tzadi gimel omid aleph. Be igul shel dvela, which is already heavier. And so a person cannot carry down his own. V'yitzil l'shus rabim. O bekoyre v'yitzil l'shus rabim. Reb Yuda omer. Im loy yochol echa loy tzi v'yitzil. If one cannot do it on its own, then shnai, v'yitzil shnai, they took it out together. Chayovin. Reb Yuda hold Zeh Yochol v'Zeh Yochol is chayiv. Vimlav, but if you could do it on your own, if it's a yochol v'zeh yochol, then it's taka potter. Reb Shimon Noemi says no. Afa pishlo yochol echol etziyoy. Even if I cannot do it on my own, voitziyu, and we took it out together, voitziyu shnayim, the potter. Even any yochol, Reb Shimon holds his potter. Lekach nema, I've demonstrated the posik. Bas soiso yochol shosu chayiv shnayim shosu pturim. The ptur of shnayim shosu is even by zeh yochol v'zeh yochol. Zog de Gemara b'may kumifli. What's you say to machlokes? B'haiko, it says in the pasuk, "V'im nefesh achas techtu bishkogem ha'maoretz ba'asoyso." And the pasuk finishes, "Achas mivitz Hashem asher lo yisei osen va'oshem." So we dashen as follows: Reb Shimon sovat losa miyut eksiva. The three miyutim in this pasuk: nefesh techto, achas techto, and ba'asoyso techto. Meaning nefesh achas techto, we dashen as nefesh techto and achas techto. And ba'asoyso achas mimitz Hashem, we dashen again as another mute in what's called a shoygig. In order to be a shoygig, it has to be a nefesh dik. It has to be singular, individual. And not that you only did part of the malacha. The Gemara dashens.
Zok malchad limuti, one pasuk has come to tell me, ze oikev ze meniach. That you potter when one person is oikev, another one is meniach. V'chad limuti, another one coming to exclude what? Ze yochov ze yochol. If each one can do it on their own, so ze yochov ze yochol, shnayim shasu potter. V'chalimute, ze eni yochol v'ze eni yochol. That even ve'eni yochol v'eni yochol is also potem ba'soyso. Even though I cannot do it on my own. L'maisit shnayim shasu, even ve'eni yochol v'eni yochol. That's a pshim and shita. Three miyutim. Reb Yehuda learns that yochol v'yochol is taka potter. And eni yochol v'eni yochol is chayev. Reb Yehuda, chalimute ze oikev v'ze meniach. En chanami, one person is oikev v'ze meniach, is taka potter. V'chalimute ze yochol v'ze yochol. Zeh yochol v'zeh yochol is taka potter. V'chad limute yochid sh'osa b'ayro as bezdin. If bezdin tells someone to that chelev is mutter, and a yochid goes, and based on what their psak was, he's honest now, and he eats the chalev. So yochet shasarois bezdin is basoy so veloy baraz bezdin. So he's potter. Now Shimon Lishitosa holds in Hurrius that yochet baraz bezdin is taka chayev. So he doesn't have a third meat for this because he taka holds his chayev. Zok dimov Reb Shimon yochet shasarois bezdin is taka chayev. Remeya, it says that Yechayev, even by a case of Shnaim Shosua, even by Zayochov Zayochol, so what does he do with this pasuk? V'Remeya mixiv nefesh techta achas techta baseisa techta trei miyut eksiva. The Betzim is only two miyutim in this pasuk. Chad nimutei Zayochov Zemeniach. That Remeya agrees when one does the akir, the other one does the hanocha. Avad over there, it's a p'tur of Shnaim Shosua. However, if it's a yochel, it's a yochel. Or if it's a en yochel, it's a en yochel. Remei is mechayev. V'chad limute yochet shasso baraz bezdin. He tackled yochet shasso baraz bezdin. He's tackled potter. And that's what the second meat is for. But en yochel v'en yochel, or yochel v'yochel, both of them remei holds yechayev. Now, by the en yochel v'en yochel, Rashi says, because it's urche. Other Rishonim say, is because I'm putting in all my koiches that I could. But Lamaiser remains mechayiv even by Zayochov Zayochov. And he's only memayit by Zayochov Zemeniach. Or if it's a Yochet Shaosa Baraz Bezdin. Now, Tosov Bavarns, Chad Limute Zayochov Zemeniach. Now, this miyut of Zayochov Zemeniach we only have by Hoitzah. That one person does the Akira, the other one does the Hanocha. However, Zak Tosus, Zekos of Ois Achas, if one person writes one Ois, Ubochabe, because of Ois Shnia, you don't need a posik to be memayit zekoyis of ayzachas zekoyis of ayshnia. Only by yitzoy you need this miyut of zeoykav zemeniach. The hava mina you might think achnosav ayitzoy the kopit rachman. The ikke is the meleches havaris reshuyos achnosan ayitzoy v'lechayv afilu b'le hanocha and memeli you bechayv even with the hanocha being done by the same person. And that's taka like the achronim learned afikayam that. Akiran Hanocha is only a tnai in the melocha. The ikka melocha is the avaris harishuyos.
Now this is only a havamina because in the maskana we're saying that it's memayit zayikav zemeniach and you taka potter because in the maskana taka the akiran Hanocha is a chelik a part and parcel of the ikka melocha like Tosin Dav Gimel taka says.
The Tosfot says that you only need a miyut by zayikav zemeniach, but by other melochas there won't be a tzad like that. You don't need a miyut to tell me that if Reuven writes one ois and Shimon writes another ois that you're potter because it's not called ksiva. That's poshut because that's only a tzad like that in hoitzah. Now, could be the pshat is the reason why the mechalik, why hoitzah you would need a miyut, and by other melochas you don't need a miyut to tell me zekos of ois achas zekos of ois niya is al pi da achronim like the Pnei Yeshua says in the beginning of a matznia. The whole reason why it is bichlal din that a matznia can be mechashiv a shear, even though usually the shear is larger, is because hoitzah guf is a mechudishik a melocha, either because of melocha grua or because it's not mishana anything in the guf of the chevet that you're being moitzi. Other melochas you're being mishana in the chevetza. When you do a ma'isa bishul, when you do a ma'isa kois, if you're changing the dioy into an ois, when you're doing a melocha, you're changing it. Hoitzah is nischadish, nothing changes. So the gufa melocha without changing, so over here is nischadish that the hoitzah is dependent on the matznia. There's no shitzad in other melochas that shiurim, you can be mechai because for our machshiv, one ois. There's no shitzad. Only by hoitzah this taka, it's not like that the matznia is mechashiv and achshivei even less than a shiur. That's only the gay by Hoitzah. So Melo Vietoy says it's sad taking it a step further. Not just the matznia can be mechayev even on a smaller shear, which you don't find by other melachas. We don't should think as I'm being machshiv and ois. There's no thing as koisiv bois achas, even if you machshiv it. But by Hoitzah, this is the thing as being machshiv less than the regular shear, even though the shear might be gregarious. But for the matznia, I'm being machshiv. I'm achshavei even less than the shear. So Zok Tois is a step further. Maybe even I can be achshavei on the oiker alone. Oshnaim Shosua, I'm only doing the Akira, that also should be chayiv on Hoitzah. Komashalon, that no, that since the Akira, the Anocha is a chelik of the Gufa, Homelocha Gufa, so that you can't be achshavei and spalt and say that you'll be chayiv even if you just do the Akira. Someone else does the Anocha, but if I just do the Akira, it doesn't go into the same category as a shir havatzna. A shir, I can be machshiv, even though other melochas is no such thing, as being machshiv one ois. You only chayiv b'ksiv shtei oisiyos. But maybe over here, just like we find by Yitzhak, you can be machshiv a shear, even though usually it needs a different shear. So who I did? I can be machshiv that the oiker alone should be machayiv. Kamashon Zaktais is no, that Kiran Hanocha is a chelik of the gufa melacha, and there's no achshave on that, and you're talking to me it. But in Zekos, if I achas, ubochaveh, because of a shnia, over there, there's a vada no tzad, you don't need a pasuk to tell me, only by hitso, you're talking to me the chiddish. So Maskonos HaGemara, according to the mayor, there's only two mi'utim over here. It doesn't say, miksiv nefesh techta achas techta. It says, nefesh achas techta. So there's only two mi'utim. So one is lemayit za'oikav za'maniach, and one is memayit yochet shalso b'roiz bezdin. Zog du gemar vayta omar mar. Ze yochol v'ze eni yochol divre hakol chayev. If one is yochol, that was eni yochol, for sure, one is going to be chayev. Zog du gemar, hey minami chayev, which one of the two is going to be chayev? The yochol or the eni yochol? Omer Rav Chizda, Zeshe Yochol, it's for sure the Yochol is going to be Chayev. The Zeshe Eni Yochol, if it's going to be the one that's Eni Yochol, Maika Ovid, the Maisi, he can't do it on his own. So what's he doing? Omer Rav Amnuna, Zokta Rav Amnuna, Yagaz Rav Chizda, no, you can be Chayev, the Eni Yochol. Why? Because the Komesayeh, Bahadeh, he's being Messayeh. And in Messayeh, he holds, is Yesh Mamish. So he's Chayev, the Messayeh, the Eni Yochol. Omer Lei, on that, Gufa Rav Chizda says back, Messiah ain't by mamish. You can't be mechayv d'ani yochol. Messiah ain't by mamish. So the Rishonim in Mucha that even Rav Amnuna that says that Messiah yesh by mamish. So why be mechayv d'ani yochol? So zol zan Messiah yesh by mamish. But he's far to any yochol. What's the yichus over him to mechayv d'ani yochol more than the yochol? Zokt Ramban the chilshin in the yochol is. He's utilizing his koiches to the fullest. He's putting in everything that he could. His eni yochel, more than that he can't do. So imelad is a tzat mechayev him. That's what I'm nuna svara. Lafuke the yochel is not mishtamish chol koichoy. V'raya, he has an eni yochel that's messiah boy. So he might not need him, but at the end of the day he's there. So the yochel is not nutzing his ganze koiches. So that's what I'm nuna tzat is to mechayev the eni yochel. Now forget the goofa holds, no? You mechayev the yochel, because he's doing the ikka maisa, and the other one is only messiah. And Messiah ain't by mamish. Now, this day we say Messiah ain't by mamish is not a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. The Gemara says in Makas Daf Chof that obviously a makif and a nikif, the nikif is being Messiah Bahdei. And over there, the nikif is chayiv too. So over there, it's Messiah yesh by mamish. It's not, you can't be medama all Messiah is in Shas. Over there, about the Messiah is chayiv, the nikif is chayiv. So the Ritva wants to say in one of the Tirutzim, he brings this order from there, and he says, because over there, the Messiah is Messiah Harbe, meaning I'm availing my hair, the Nikav is availing himself, that type of Messiah is Taka going to be Yesh Mamamesh L'Kuliyam. Now, Tosin Devamaschah Heminyam Echayev says that the Gemara's Kasha is not that the Eini Yochel should only be Chayev on his own. That the Yochel is Potter, V'Lechayev She'Eini Yochel. The Ein Zesporah. Ela ka'omar, the lechayev nami afele she'eni yochol. The eni yochol should also be chayev, k'moy l'rabi yudah v'rameh adami l'el, ze eni yochol v'ze eni yochol chayev. They're just like eni yochol is chayev, so we're also, the eni yochol should be chayev together with the yochol. Toys before that says, di b'maschol ze yochol v'ze eni yochol, nir l'ri, that the eni yochol is means, not that he can't physically, even if he's a bal koyach harbe, but he's only carrying and utilizing part of his koyches. She in a that is any yochel. He's holding it with his pinky in an that is any yochel. Gavna shil mole achel or yochel a noisa levadoi. Kung be etzba or tevs be in zeh shen yochel a noisa levadoi. The malon ole koichoi came into hashlam here any yochel a noisa. Who cares if he's about koyach or not? In the way that he's holding it now with his pinky, he's called an any yochel. So the maskonos haGemara is Rav Chizda said Messiah ain't boy mamish. Zok the Gemara. Omer Rav Zvid Mishmei Derove. Af anon amitanino. I likewise learned Messiah ain't boy mamish. It says Mishnin Zovin. If a Zov is sitting on a bed, and the four Taliyos are under the four legs of the bed, Tmeyos, they all consider that the Zov is the noise of the Zov, the old Tomei. The bed cannot stand on three legs. A three-legged bed won't hold. So each leg is now being noise of the Zov. Reb Shimon Metayer. Reb Shimon argues, Reb Shimon says that even though each one on its own can't, but Reb Shimon Lishtosi holds, Zeini Yochel v'Zeini Yochel is Potter. So we're also, each one is Messiah, Messiah Ein B'Mamish. So that's why it's Torah. That's Rashi in one pshat. Reb Shimon Letamei Doma Zeini Yochel v'Zeini Yochel Nami Enel Gansiyah U'Potter. Rashi in Lishna Achina says that you need a Shir Ziva L'Zeh v'Shir Ziva L'Zeh.
So there's not even a Meseyeah. You don't have Rubesh al Zov, so it's not even considered a Meseyeah.
Zog the Mishnah right over there. If someone is a Zov, is riding on an animal, and four talisos are under the four legs of the animal, so over here, everyone agrees that it's Tahiris. Even the Chachomim that argue with Shimon over here agree that the talisa tahiris. Why? Because an animal could stand on three legs. Doesn't need all four legs to stand. So each leg that it stands on is possibly the leg that is not necessary because it only needs three. So each leg might be that odd leg, the fourth leg, the even one, meaning the fourth one, the one that's not necessary. So Mela, each one we look at every regal that is not the medrash azov. So mele yemetar each talis tachteo because it's only meseyah. It's gone. You don't really need it. At the end of the day, even if it's the fourth leg, it's meseyah. Hoka meseyah ba'adi adodi. It's helping out the other ones, the maisa. If meseyah yesh b'mamish, it's considered noisha azov. It's noisha azov also. And that's the raya. The raya that Abet Alisa Tahiris is the raya Messiah Ebe Mamish, the Kuli Alma, in the case of the Ragda Behema.
Tosis points out, we're talking about that animal is standing. In such an instance, he can stand on three. The Ebe Mahalechas, but if the animal is actually walking, Kol Shah Oikeres Regular Achas, Boimedes Al Gimel. While it's walking, it's only three are on the floor. There's always one in midair. So the three that are on the floor, it cannot stand without those three. It's not the pshad, you can lift another one and it'll stand on two. So Mamela, each three of them on the floor is necessary for it to stand. So by Mahaleches, it should be mitame tachas the three. The whole reason why we're saying it's mitayr is because it's meseya, because it can stand on three. That's only by Omedes. By Omedes it can stand on three. So each one by etzim is not necessary. Masha'enken by haleches, by maleches, you need three on the ground. You can't have another one lifted. But when it's walking, it's always three on the ground. It's never four on the ground. Otherwise it won't be moving. So when it's moving, it's three on the ground. You need all three, because if another one would be removed, it would be two, and it can't stand on two. So by three, lechara, it's not just meseya. So Tosis is talking about Omedes.
The Ritva argues on Tosin and says, no, even by Mahaleches, it's considered that it's Tor, Tachas, Ragla, Behema. Because even the leg that's lifted by Mahaleches is also Misayeya. Because without that leg, it would not be able to go. In order for it to walk, it needs the fourth leg that is constantly being lifted. Varayev will be missing that fourth leg, then it won't be able to travel. So by Mahaleches, it's also considered that it's every leg is Messiah. The fourth one is also Messiah. So every leg, while it's walking, is for that 1 second, the fourth leg. That's Messiah to the other ones. So it cannot be taught, it can't be Metame Tachas Tachtein. Because even when it's walking, each one that's on the floor needs the fourth one to help it walk. So each leg is called the Messiah, and that's why it will be Tahiris, even by Mahaleches.
But a component Tosis learns that Hayroich Vagab Behemah is talking about by Omedes, and since it's Yechod Lamed Al Gimel, it doesn't have to have all four legs on the floor. So Mamela, it's considered Messiah. Zok Tosis, Bibne Shechod Lamed Al Gimel, Vahavale Kol Regal Eni Yochel, Vagimel Chem Yecholim. Every regal can be looked upon as the one that's Eni Yochel, that's not necessary, and the other three can do it on their own. So each regal is only looked upon as a Messiah. So we see that Messiah ain't by mamish, and that's why it's tahirin.
On that Gemara's matchano, Omer Rav Yehuda midiskedra lo oilam aim loch Messiah yesh by mamish, lo oilam Messiah yesh by mamish, and there's no rhyme Messiah ain't by mamish. V'shaini hocha, the reason why it's tahiros, the okra lo legamrei. When one leg is lifted, it's totally uplifted. It's not being Messiah at all to the other three. By the regal of an animal, b'shas alichosa, so the fourth leg that's lifted is not Messiah bechlal. It's not even Messiah. So because it's not being Messiah, so that's why it's Tahiris.
Because each leg you're looking now as maybe that's the revius that's not doing anything. It's not even Messiah. Yeah. It's not the Peshat Messiah, Eboi Mamish. That's why it's Tahiris. The reason why it's Tahiris is because each leg is that fourth leg that does nothing. So it's not Noisa de Zobichlau. So that's why it's Tahiris. Shiny Hocha, the Okala Legamri, and each leg can be looked upon as the one that's Okala Legamri and it does nothing. And that's why it's Tahiris. Not because Messiah, Eboi Mamish. Lola Messiah, Yesh Boi Mamish. But over here, it's not even Messiah. Yeah.
Frag the Gemara, if that's the case, then Adrabe, then it should be Metame, Tachteho. Zog the Gemara, Vechemin de Zimnin Okraho, Vezimnin Okraho. Since each of the legs is possible that that's the one that's going to be Nekar, so Mele, every regal there's a Sofek, is maybe it's one of the three that is Machbid on the Talis. Because each one has a chance that it's one of the three that's Machbid. Just each one has a chance that it's Nekar too, but each one has a chance that it's Machbid. So Ibazoi, Lahave, Kazov Amis Hapach, the halacha is, That if you have a Zov that's mishapach on numerous Mishkovim, it's a Sofik Medrash. We're not sure which one he was on, so it's a din of Sofik Medrash. And Oibazoi should be mitame, the talises under the Ragda Behemoth should be tome like a Zov and mishapach, because each one is a Sofik that is from the three, that is yes, Machbid, Miloy Tanan. Then we learn in the Mishnah, state that Zov shoyim mutlag al chamisha safsalin. If a Zov is lying on five benches, or chamish pundois, or on five long pundois that you store money in. La'arkon, if he's lying in the oyach, his goof, his body is over the length of that item, of the mattress, so to speak. So then he's lying on his back, so then tmein. Why? Because then he's shoychev on this bed, so it's noise the Zov. So Memel it's Metame, because on every of the Chamisha Safsolin, you have a suffix that it's Noisa the Kulosh Zov. However, L'Rachman, if he's lying on the width, he's not lying with his whole body over the area of the mattress, it's going in the other direction, over the width of the mattress, over five mattresses, then Tehoirin. Because over there, each one, it wasn't Noisa Rubish Zov. It has to be Noisa Rubish Zov. It's only Mutash Zov. He's lying on the width. That's a Nochshash that he was mishapach according to this. However, that's because he's awake. There's no chash that he lied the other direction. We know he was the reichvay. However, if it was yoshen, if he slept on it, then even if it was l'rochvon, then it's still sofik mishapach aleyen, tmeyen. It's a sofik that during his sleep, he might have been mishapach. Even though now you find him l'rochvay, but maybe there was a time that he was l'orkoy, so ibezoi, each one is a tomemi sofik. So we see sofik medris with toilel chumer and metama. So here also, the three legs of the animal, each one is a sofik that it's not the one that's akur, meaning the one that's carrying the covid of the ganze zov. And they themselves are carrying it. The Messiah is not, the fourth one is not even Messiah, we're saying. It's not necessary. But the three are carrying. So Ibezoi, it should be Sofik, even by Beragla Behem, it should be Tmeyos. Elalami Shum Damrinon, Messiah Ein Boi Mamish. But rather, we look at each one of the legs of the animal as the Messiah, not as the one that's doing nothing and the other three are doing everything. But each one is a Sofik Messiah. It's partially helping. But Messiah Ein Boi Mamish, and that was the writer he brought, the Messiah Ein Boi Mamish, and that's why it's Taka Tahirin under the animal. The Mashal points out in the Sugya of Messiah that Rabbi Yehuda that holds that Zeyochel and Zeyochel is Potter when it comes to Shabbos is because each one Be'etzim can do it on their own. And it's not the derech to do it with two people together. It's not the Pshat because the other person is a Messiah. Meaning, don't bring a raya from the fact that Zayochov is Zayochov's potter, that Messiah ain't by Mamish. Because that's maybe because it's not Urche. It's not Urche to do with someone else when it's both Yochel. So that's why we need to bring a raya dafka from Dine Tuma, so they don't have the svar of Urche or not Urche. So must be the reason because Messiah ain't by Mamish. But for Zayochov is Zayochov, that it's potter is no raya that Messiah ain't by Mamish. And who had in fakert? Even Remeir that says Zayochov is Zayochov is Chayev could be over here, it would be considered Tahiris. Because the etzim, you don't need him for the nesias azov. By ze yochov ze yochol. It's a question in urche or loy urche. So in that remei holds ze yochov ze yochol is chayev. Masha enkin when it comes to tumen taira. So over here, you don't need him at all. Meaning you don't need it for the nesias azov. That's a metzias. That's not totally in urche. So mele it's only considered meseyeah, and it will be takabi tahiris. But by ze yochov ze yochol, remei holds the reason why it's chayev. Is because each one is not more meyuchas than the other. So mele, each one is considered doing the ikka maisa. I'm not a called a messiah. I'm an ikka.
So mashenkin by mita, it's taka different. That's the diba masal mibnei shi'chol lamed al gimel. V'havalei kol regel eine yochel v'gimel acherim yicholin. The other three are yicholin, and this one is different. Mashenkin b'zei yochel, each one is considered a yochel.
But a mita that's yicholin lamed al gimel, so each regel is the eine yochel.
Now the din on zovim is hapich that it should be tomei because it's a sofek. I l'chori we know that sofek tum b'shus rabim is fake or tor. We're talking about, let's say, an animal that's riding in the shus rabim. Sofek tum b'shus rabim is tor. On that, the Mashal says that a blaib is like shnei shvilin. Shnei shvilin b'shus rabim, and one of them is tomei. So v'holach b'zeh, and then you go b'zeh, and you ask b'vas achas, they're both tomei even b'shus rabim. Because we're looking at it b'vas achas. Over here also. Over here by the gimel ragla behema, For sure, one of them is going to be Tomei. You can't say it's Sovek Tum B'Shus Rabim. Because over here, if the Zovem is Hapik, for sure he's on one of them. So Mela, it's you have to done it that for sure that it's Tomei. Because while the animal is walking, there's always going to be three legs that is going to be on top of the talus. That is Noisa the Zov. So Mela, you have to done it that you don't have the din of Sovek Tum B'Shus Rabim. Others say, Chazanish says that there's no din of Sofek Tum B'Shus Rabim by Tumis Medrash is a Mechomer, but the Mashar is saying because it's like Ke'en Shnei Shvilin, it's a Vade that's taking place, so mainly you don't look at it as fakers. So the Mar comes out that it's Taker Raya, Messiah Ein V'Mamish, because it's a Zov Hames Hapech, and a Zov Hames Hapech should be Tomei, so why is it Taker Tor? El Lamishum Namrin, Messiah Ein V'Mamish. We'll stop over here, Tzadik Gimel, Omid Aleph, the last line of Omid.